For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Today is the first day of the Dane County mask mandate. The mandate went into effect at 8 a.m. on Monday. Everyone in Dane County over the age of 5 is required to wear a mask that covers their nose and mouth when they enter an enclosed space that is not their home. The mandate includes all businesses, public transportation, and medical facilities. You can take your mask off to eat at a restaurant once you are seated and 6 feet away from another table. Dane County is assembling a complaint team to respond to maskless citizens or businesses that aren't enforcing the policy. The team will try to educate first, but those who refuse to comply will then be subject to a $376 fine in the city of Madison or $263 for the rest of Dane County. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. That's State Representative Glenn Grothman of Glen Beulah in Sheboygan County attempting to speak at the Wisconsin Republican State Convention held on Saturday in Green Bay. Several hundred people were in attendance at the convention. Very few attendees were wearing masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus, despite free masks being offered. The party also made sure everyone attending knew it would not be held responsible for any subsequent COVID-19 outbreaks by handing out flyers saying attendees assumed any risk and liability for their own health. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Milwaukee police officer Michael Mattioli is due to appear in court today. The 32-year-old, 13-year veteran of the MPD was charged in May with first-degree reckless homicide in the choking death of 25-year-old Joel Acevedo following a house party at Mattioli's residence in April. Mattioli is out on $50,000 bail and is on paid suspension from the Milwaukee Police Department. On Friday, the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission said it had filed disciplinary charges against Mattioli. Mayor Barrett has asked that the officer be fired, while Chief Morales says that decision is now in the hands of the FPC. The family of Joel Acevedo is expected to be speaking outside the courthouse today at 4 p.m. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is recommending that all state law enforcement agencies in the state of Wisconsin get body cameras. Call says he agrees with the Black Lives Matter movement, but disagrees with the idea of defunding the police. However, the idea of equipping every officer with body cameras would come with a hefty price tag. Highs today around 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, highs in the low 80s with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Wednesday, high of 75 in Madison and 80 in Milwaukee with thunderstorms in the forecast. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Agritourism is taking a hit this year due to the coronavirus as more people are staying away from things like barnyard tours and pick-your-own events. However, the warmer weather has helped crop growth return to normal following a cool spring with fewer acres planted. Prices have increased for some crops. Farmers planted less than usual due to concerns about the future of exports and difficulty in securing loans this year. Highs today around 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tuesday, highs in the low 80s with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Wednesday, high of 75 in Madison and 80 in Milwaukee with a chance of thunderstorms in the forecast. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.